Our sermon text for this morning is recorded in St. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 29, which were read in the gospel lesson. And which I will read a portion of it here at the beginning. My dear friends in Christ, Jesus says clearly, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." What is hell like? What is hell like? How would we describe the place called hell? One thing is for sure, to have the absolute most loving, most caring, most forgiving, compassionate being in the whole world say, "I don't know you." That is without question what we call hell. To have the only one who is truly holy, the only source of all that is good, the name God itself means good, the only source of all that is good, the only source of all true love, to have him say, "I don't know you." To be separated from him for all eternity. That is without question what we call hell. It's not something that we would wish on our worst enemy. And people may joke about it. That's for sure. They may joke about it as if it's no big deal. But is there a bigger deal? It's not a place we want to ever be. And Jesus lays it all out for us. He explains it. He gives these serious warnings because he cares. Because he wants not one single soul to enter that place. To perish. Judgment day is coming. Christ our Lord is coming again, but not in the way that he came before. Christ once came into this world, born of a lowly virgin, born in a lowly town, born in a lowly manner, in a lowly manger, a cattle feeding trough, and he also comes into our hearts in a lowly manner. But on judgment day, Christ will not come that way. On judgment day, Christ will come in all his glory, in all his power. Not in humility. And the Apostle John describes Christ, that Christ will look in this way. "I saw one like unto the Son of Man. His eyes were as a flame of fire. His feet as if they burned in a furnace, and his countenance was as the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand on me, saying unto me, Fear not, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of hell and of death." Jesus Christ is coming again. And He is coming to judge. Every single person must face Him on that day. And actually, every single person will say something to Him, our judge. Every person will bow the knee and will confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. Even those who spent their entire life discarding Him and His precious promises, even those who put Him on the cross, even those who spit in His face, everyone will confess Jesus is Lord of all. Many will do it willingly. Many will say it unwillingly. And what is more important in this life than being ready for that day and being among those on that last day who confess His name willingly? What is more important than preparing to meet Him? The only one who laid down His life for us. Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. Are we ready? Are we prepared? If we were to die this very day, maybe even this very hour, would we be ready to look Christ right in the eye and stand before Him and be ready to be judged by Him? The good news of the gospel is that Jesus Christ has made us ready. Jesus Christ went to the cross to accomplish everything needful for us to be saved. Jesus Christ suffered and died for our sins to make us acceptable to the Father. He rose from the dead, which gives us that absolute assurance by His Spirit working in our hearts that God has accepted His sacrifice for our sins. We've been reconciled to the Father because Jesus made everything right. Everything right between us and God. Whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. On that last day, there will be no reason for us to be afraid of Him. Because even in all His power and glory, Jesus Christ will still be on that day our closest friend, our complete Savior. And He will welcome us who believed in Him, saying, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." We notice those three words, prepared for you. That is the foundation upon which true faith is built. Christ prepared it for you. Christ shed His blood for you. Christ died our death for you. Christ rose from the dead for you. All is prepared for you. He says, "Only believe, and thou shalt be saved. Come, for all things are now ready. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This is the solid foundation, the solid rock, Jesus Christ and what He has done. That's the rock that cannot be moved. How sad that so many choose so foolishly to discard Him and say, well, I don't need Him. I can do it myself. I'm strong enough. I'm good enough. I can certainly work hard enough. And they pat themselves on the back thinking that somehow what they've done is enough. Or, I don't need to repent. Don't tell me to repent. I'm a good person. I'm good at heart. But the truth of God's word is that even the most faithful stumble and fall. Whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. All have sinned. And that is why Jesus Christ directs us to the only foundation that can take away that sin and that guilt. The only foundation upon which true faith is built. Jesus Christ died and rose again. And He even keeps us in that one true saving faith by His Spirit working in us through the Word and sacraments. By His grace, we are saved. By His grace, we are kept in the one true faith. By His grace, we live for Him. We trust in Him. Whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed, because He is the rock that can't be moved. The storms of this life can come crashing on us at any time. And we notice Christ's language. Notice the suddenness and the unexpectedness of the situation and the fury that all comes at the same time. The rain descends, the floods came, the winds blew, and they all beat on the house. At any given time, we could lose any of our earthly things or even all of them. Even those things we never thought we would lose. And this has actually happened to a lot of people throughout history through natural disasters. But are we defined by the things that we own? Jesus says a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things he possesses. Come weal or woe, rain or shine, storm or a nice sunny day, we still have in Christ, we have what matters most. His promise. His promise that no matter what, He'll always take care of us. He'll always provide everything that we need, especially what we need to be kept in the one true and saving faith. Anything and everything in this life can and does change. The only thing that really stays the same is that everything changes. That includes our own righteousness, our own goodness. Because today we might have the kindest words, the warmest thoughts, the sweetest actions toward others, but tomorrow we get stressed. And everything changes. Our emotions change. Our feelings change. And the way we treat others can change in the blink of an eye. But Christ is the rock that never changes. The salvation He earned to save our souls never changes. His forgiving grace, His forgiveness of all our sins, all our unrighteousness, that grace never changes. He is the rock solid foundation upon which true faith is built, no matter how hard the storm blows. Founded upon Him, we won't move. David says, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved, because Christ doesn't move. He is also the rock that enables us to live for Him. He enables us to love and forgive and carry on. He gives us the strength to carry on no matter what trouble we face, no matter what temptation. He picks us up no matter how hard we fall. He is there for us with His grace and His mercy and forgiveness through the Word and the sacraments. He promises, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He is the rock that never moves. We can always count on Him, and He will always keep us in that one true and saving faith until our very last day. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.